The views expressed on ExoPolitics Radio with Alfred Weber are the views of Alfred Weber and not specifically those of our on-air affiliates or our sponsors.
This is ExoPolitics Radio, a weekly magazine format public affairs program on exopolitics, the new political science of outer space, the science of relations between our human civilization and other intelligent civilizations in the universe. ExoPolitics Radio is produced by Phoenix Productions of Phoenix, Arizona, and can be heard worldwide on the internet at www.exopoliticsradio.com. Our audio archives, which remain free and open as a service to the public 24/7, are at www.exopoliticsradio.com. ExoPolitics Radio is broadcast weekly on Mondays at 9 p.m. Central Time on UPRN 105.8 FM New Orleans. ExoPolitics Radio online affiliates include Paranormal Radio Network, Revere Radio Network, Kansas City Online Radio Network. ExoPolitics Radio is heard in over 56 countries and 492 cities around the globe, including all 50 states of the United States and, of course, here in Canada. And I'm your host, Alfred Weber, and this week we have, again, a very special program, which is the subject of our ExoPolitics Radio commentary. Our special guest and ExoPolitics Radio backwards speech commentator, John Kelly, who has been a backwards speech researcher for over 10 years and has had his own secret message backwards speech news report on CBS Radio, has been on BBC, the DR radio program in Berlin, Germany, on Fox News, and of course on our sister program, Coast to Coast AM, and on various international television programs, is here with a feature interview. The feature interview is of an unusual nature, and that's the subject of our ExoPolitics Radio commentary, which I'll keep brief because our feature interview is slightly longer than the usual interview because of the various backward speech analyses that we have. Researcher John Kelly is presenting backward speech analyses on the extraterrestrial presence with former President, U.S. President Bill Clinton, former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, President, U.S. presidential candidate for the Republican Party, Senator John McCain of Arizona, and former U.S. astronaut, the sixth man to land on the moon, Dr. Edgar Mitchell. Each of these gentlemen, you will hear a segment of speech from them talking about different aspects of the extraterrestrial presence, and then an analysis of this speech run backwards so that you can see what's occurring in their subconscious that may be different from their forward speech. Now, without getting ahead too much as to the subject matter of the interview, you will learn of the four individuals, Clinton, Carter, McCain, and Edgar Mitchell. Out of those four, apparently the one individual from backward speech analysis that has had direct extraterrestrial contact by the evidence appears to be Jimmy Carter, who appears to have had some sort of an extraterrestrial implant and may well have been an extraterrestrial abductee. And out of the four, Bill Clinton, Jimmy Carter, John McCain, and Dr. Edgar Mitchell, the one individual who shows the more perfect integrity and consistency between his forward speech, i.e. his overt speech, and his subconscious, what his subconscious is really thinking, is, okay, you ready for this? Dr. Edgar Mitchell. He really says what's on his mind, and he's not faking it. And isn't it interesting that of the four, He is the man who is a scientist and who is not a politician. So having said that, we'd like to end our Exopolitics Radio brief commentary now and turn you over to backward speech researcher John Kelly and our extended Exopolitics Radio interview and backward speech analysis of President Bill Clinton, President Jimmy Carter, presidential candidate John McCain, and Dr. Edgar Mitchell, former astronaut. This is Exopolitics Radio. I'm your host, Alfred Weber. Please stay tuned. Thank you. Welcome back. This is Exopolitics Radio. I'm your host, Alfred Weber. And today we have a very special guest with a very special program, researcher John Kelly of Vancouver, BC. John is a colleague of mine and has appeared previously on the Monday Brown Bagger program on Vancouver Co-op Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM, www.cooperadio.org, in a program that we did regarding the 2006 U.S. midterm election on November 7th, 2006. John is an expert on backward speech and has been a researcher in that field for over 10 years, and has, in fact, produced an ongoing program on CBS Radio. It's called The Secret Message Report, in which he reported the news from a backward speech point of view. He's been on BBC. He's been on DR Berlin. He's been on Fox News, on Coast to Coast AM, of course, our sister radio program, and on many international television programs. John Kelly is with us tonight to help reveal through the tool of backward speech the exopolitical realities of four leading figures in the political slash exopolitical field, namely former President, U.S. President Bill Clinton, former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, U.S. presidential candidate John McCain, candidate for the Republican Party in the 2008 presidential campaign, and former U.S. astronaut, Dr. Edgar Mitchell. Welcome, John.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Now, I know that we have limited time in this exclusive interview, so could you just very briefly tell our audience, share for them exactly what backward speech is and why you think it is a reliable measure of what a person is really saying?
Well, when people talk, for those of us gifted with hearing and the ability to speak, we tend to take for granted that forward speech will contain all of the information that a person may be able to communicate through the speech mechanism. The muscular organs that control speech are also subject to unconscious, involuntary signals, and we find those commonly in what's called a Freudian slip. In other words, somebody is speaking, suddenly they say something unconsciously, and it reveals something about their inner character, their mind. When we take it one step further, I'm saying that the unconscious also uses a mechanism that encodes speech in reverse and that can be detected using computer software. We find that Freudian slip becomes even more interesting because the backwards message can be quite long in duration and contain a lot of valuable information expressed clearly in intelligible speech. So we're used to hearing speech forwards, but we can turn the clock backwards using a digital mirror on a computer, and when we do that, we see the face of the unconscious mind revealed in messages that occur periodically that clearly state information, and that information can be validated and verified as fact. I've had the privilege of exploring messages on the air for years now, and during the course of time where I've produced materials talking about newsmakers and world events, I have repeatedly released information using this method ahead of the mainstream by weeks, months, and even years before events and facts became validated and verified. Examples of this include discussions about the Iraq War two years prior, discussions about the identity of a notorious serial killer, the BTK killer, in Wichita, Kansas, who I ID'd using this method before he confessed. And so with this track record of accurate hits on distant targets, I have demonstrated the validity of this procedure as a forensic investigative tool useful in geopolitical studies, useful in the psychology of criminals, useful in the development of emotional wellness. And tonight we'll be using that same instrument to deepen our understanding and appreciation for the phenomena of UFOs and the insights provided by figures in government and the space program.
Good. Well, let's jump right in there. I understand that our first subject tonight, is U.S. President Bill Clinton. Could you tell us a bit about the clip that you'll be analyzing?
These are remarks made by Bill Clinton on a trip to Ireland in 1995, and he is speaking to an audience, to the public, on popular and topical subjects. And he mentions that he'd received a written inquiry from a boy asking about the status of the Roswell incident. Was it a factual event? Did he have any personal insights into what had happened in Roswell at the time of the famous UFO crash and the claimed cover-up of a recovered spacecraft with alien bodies? He's remarking on that point, and I thought it would be an excellent starting point to investigate. Did Bill Clinton know more backwards than he revealed through his conscious speech?
Okay, let's go to it.
Here's the clip.
I actually went back and read the documents from the government. I'm convinced that that wasn't a UFO, but who knows?
You won't get that kind of question on CNN or Fox.
I will. Although I think, even one of the candidates, I think in one of the debates got asked if he believed there was life in outer space.
That isn't Bill Clinton in Ireland. It's Bill Clinton on a radio interview from earlier this year, so I didn't set that up properly, but it is Bill Clinton discussing the Roswell incident. And in reverse, although forwards he claims to have no knowledge of any alien or extraterrestrial dimensions to that story, played in reverse, I could hear Bill Clinton say two phrases. The first one, he states, how we use a weapon.
How we use a weapon. How we use a weapon. How we use a weapon.
And the second phrase, ships drive hazard.
Ships drive hazard. Ships drive hazard. Ships drive hazard.
Okay, so what are your conclusions with regard to those two observations? How we use a weapon and ships drive hazard? That seems kind of military to me.
Well, within the context of describing an event where it's claimed that a UFO crashed to the surface of the Earth and that the Army was involved in a recovery operation, it's compelling to interpret the former president's message talking about the UFO as from a military perspective. There's a weaponized dimension to this unknown object from his perspective, from his unconscious perspective. As well, he talks about a drive, which could be hypothetically, that could be like some kind of a motor or an engine, which is part of the ongoing UFO debate about topics such as free energy and anti-gravity propulsion, special kinds of motors that defy the principles of combustion that are used in our fossil fuel burning motor cars and airplanes. So these two hot topics, the military implications of UFO craft existing and the mechanisms by which they travel. In the UFO lore, there are many stories about research catastrophes where individuals are attempting to back engineer crashed machines with destructive effects, as if there are dangerous principles involved in the propulsion systems that are not well understood. And it seems to me that the president's backwards remarks reflect on such incidents, that this is a sensitive topic, that it has there's military implications to the existence of UFOs, and that the propulsion mechanisms of these downed spacecraft are considered highly dangerous, with potentially hazardous effect for people who are trying to back engineer them.
Would you say, from what you heard, that there's any inkling that Bill Clinton has been briefed, say, had a classified briefing by black budget insiders as to the black budget of alien reproduction craft and things like that?
Well, my perspective on this sample of audio reveals that Bill Clinton has a perspective that is not a first-hand perspective necessarily, but that he is informed somehow about not only the existence of such objects, but some key points about their nature. It doesn't imply that Bill Clinton himself had either observed or been party to any kind of investigation, but that he himself somehow he is presenting knowledge, some kind of insider knowledge that may be from his position of privilege he was able to gain access to.
Well, that's certainly consistent with what we know from the released documents from the Rockefeller Initiative during the first term of the Bill Clinton presidency, starting in the early 90s, in which, in fact, now Senator Hillary Clinton, as First Lady, was apparently the White House point person receiving the documents from Lawrence Rockefeller's staff and the briefings, and even some briefings from Dr. Stephen Greer of the Disclosure Project. Okay, well, time is moving, so let's jump over to our second subject, former President Jimmy Carter.
Well, to contrast with the Bill Clinton audio, this is former President Carter discussing his personal experience where he witnessed an unknown object flying over Georgia, and this audio is now from last fall. The UFO was a topical issue in politics because of Dennis Kucinich's candidacy for president and the discussion of his sighting during the UFO debates. President Carter comments on his sighting and his belief in this audio that the UFOs are not necessarily from space people.
Well, a UFO is an unidentified flying object. And when I was back as a peanut farmer.
So just a short clip from Jimmy Carter. But played in reverse is very rich in information. I found it very compelling. I could hear Jimmy Carter say the words, saucer, went out naked, going out, they'll put it in him.
Right. And so what do you take from that?
Well, just as we saw in the Bill Clinton audio, Jimmy Carter, his forward denial translates backwards into a disclosure of information. He describes an object which he cites as a saucer, consistent with many sighting reports over decades. We know that UFOs are described in various shapes, including triangles, disks, and other unusual forms, but saucer is a very common descriptive term. He describes a scenario that talks about going out naked and putting something in him. The suggestion is very common in UFO literature. To read the testimony of people who have been on board these objects and participated in physical exams and some sorts of medical procedures that involved them, that required them to have their clothing removed. And beyond that, there is even documented evidence of strange implants being found in people's bodies and removed through medical procedures. And so my statement regarding this clip is that the evidence for the backwards testimony will be satisfied when it is revealed that President Carter is now, or did at one time, possess an implant in his body.
Uh-huh. And was this implant part of an abduction, or is it a human implant, or is it an extraterrestrial implant, or what is it?
Well, it's related to a saucer. The controller of the saucer is not described, but the message describes Jimmy Carter in a very vulnerable position. The material is very unconscious. It's an unconscious narrative, almost a dreamlike narrative, as if the president was sleepwalking through those experiences.
Uh-huh.
And it also shows unconscious foreknowledge because it says they'll put it in him, they will, describing something in a future tense, as if this dialogue was a slice or a sample from an ongoing series of experiences, and it's purely conjectured to wonder if, in fact, other agencies such as terrestrial, governmental or military agencies were participating in some kind of, this was part of some kind of ongoing procedure where President Carter was one of many human participants, unconscious participants, in physical exams, implants of devices. Again, I think that the final verification would be revealed if it was disclosed that some sort of implant was in the president's body at one time, and the origins of that implant were discussed as to whether they were something produced in a military laboratory or something that was not from this planet.
Very, very interesting. Well, I'd just like to point out for the listeners that the Jimmy Carter backwards speech analysis is actually analyzed at length in an interview in UFO Digest with John Kelly. You can read that by going to www.exopolitics.com, and it's accompanied there by an Exopolitics media note that we added some material because at the time I was director of the proposed 1977 Carter White House extraterrestrial communication study. And Jimmy Carter, of course, had his own personal UFO encounter in 1969. And one of the preconditions for UFO abductees is that they all have a close encounter of a first kind, or at least that's one of the regularities. That is where they see saucers or have a memory of that. And of course, he filed his own UFO contactee report, in which he saw that in the company of 10 or so members of the Lions Club. And it was a very memorable, emotionally charged meeting in which the UFO was seen as large as the moon. And even his mother, Carter's mother, says that it was a very emotionally charged and very real experience for him, which he remembered all of his life. And all of these are emotional regularities that abductees have. And you can read that more at length in the Exopolitics media note, was Jimmy Carter, a UFO contactee, together with the UFO Digest interview of our guest tonight, John Kelly. Just go to www.exopolitics.com. So here we have Bill Clinton, by backwards analysis, has deep briefing knowledge. Jimmy Carter may well have an implant and be a UFO abductee. Let's jump over to John McCain, because our clock is ticking away, and see what backwards speech brings him.
So John McCain is asked to discuss the incidents of the Phoenix Lights, which have reoccurred. They first came to prominence in the late 90s, and again in the past year or so they have reoccurred. And so John McCain, presidential candidate, is asked to comment on these events, and here's his remarks.
I think it's of great interest. I would point out to you that there was a case a couple of years ago in Arizona of some lights that were seen over Arizona.
So he distinguishes himself by, instead of denying interest or involvement, he comments that it was of interest to him. But what does John McCain really know about this subject? What kind of perspective can he bring to us from the unconscious? Let's listen to him backwards. I can hear him say the words, that aircraft was worked on the CF secret lab.
So what are your thoughts in that regard?
I think we're going back to someone who, rather than necessarily having first-hand experience, rather has some sort of third-hand knowledge about historic events and facilities where research is being conducted on related phenomena. You know, to tie in, President Carter talked about a saucer. John McCain talks about an aircraft, and he's talking about something that's being worked on. Bill Clinton talked about a drive, a ship's drive, as if they were working on back engineering the motor mechanism that made these things fly. But further, it was very interesting to look at the CF secret lab. I think CF is some kind of an acronym. And so I did some brief research to search for the term CF Aerospace Lab. And I came up with some results that are compelling. For example, the CFSAS is the Canadian Forces School of Aerospace Studies. And we know that Canadian research was conducted in the 1950s to develop man-made flying saucer-type objects. are research facilities participating in ongoing studies on the behalf of the American government in Canada in clandestine research to understand what makes these systems work? We know that SAS, the naming convention SAS, is used in the military not only to describe the CIA's special activities staff, but also the United Kingdom's Special Air Service. So from this short investigation of that what seems to be an acronym, the idea of a CF secret lab doesn't seem like such a new idea after all, but rather it seems to be found in the naming conventions used in aerospace research. Certainly the Canadian Forces aerospace labs fit very clearly under that description. I think we're tapping into John McCain's unconscious knowledge about ongoing research projects, secret labs, and he's revealing that through his reversed speech.
Do you think that, would you say that John McCain has been officially briefed about the black budget and alien reproduction vehicles and that sort of thing?
I believe that he's party to that knowledge. Although this is a brief sample demonstrating that he has some knowledge in this area, it doesn't represent any sort of a full disclosure, but rather it's a tantalizing glimpse into what he potentially knows. And it certainly establishes, a baseline understanding that he's not speaking from necessarily, it really isn't clear to me that he's speaking from first-hand experience. I mean, Jimmy Carter's message is dreamlike. It's a narrative from first-hand experience, whereas John McCain is disclosing that he has further knowledge on this subject, and particularly about, in this case, about organizational bodies and research facilities where flying craft, aircraft, as he described it, are being studied.
Very, very interesting. Well, let's move on to our final candidate here, Dr. Edgar Mitchell, the former astronaut and the sixth man to land on the moon.
Edgar Mitchell has made tremendous news recently with the disclosure about his thoughts and feelings in public on the controversy of UFOs, the potential of UFO cover-up, and the nature of the origin of extraterrestrial spacecraft visiting our planet. This is a segment from a radio interview he gave that started the ball rolling in the press, and we're going to listen to Dr. Edgar Mitchell talk about his feelings about this subject.
The reason for that goes back to the main instance really started taking place after World War II. When in the United States, at least, I can't speak for the European governments or the South American governments, all of whom have recently started opening their files.
He's saying that UFO, as a subject of popular interest in the news and the media, really gained attention after the Second World War, and that he's also citing, in many instances, international governments have been opening their files to the public, including France and other nations. He anticipates that one day the United States will follow suit. In reverse, it's a very compelling message. It really reinforces what Dr. Mitchell is saying forwards, and it also presents the way we can authenticate the validity of the messages from our other speakers. When I play Edgar Mitchell's speech backwards, I can hear him say, "I feel the ships are alien."
Right, so that seems like a fairly clear message. What do you get from that?
Well, not only does it reinforce his forward statement, it says that Dr. Mitchell is not consciously attempting to mislead the public when he states that he feels that extraterrestrial visitors are visiting our planet. He truly believes what he's saying. But when we compare the use of language to our other speakers from tonight, you know, we're asking about the validity of this procedure. Does this procedure reveal factual information? We recognize that Edgar Mitchell, who believes that ETs are visiting the planet, used the word ships to describe these objects,
yeah,
as did former President Bill Clinton, who said the ships drive hazard. And that expression was also mirrored in the term aircraft used by John McCain, speaking,
yeah,
in the same context, and former President Jimmy Carter, who described a saucer.
Yes.
And so we find that this backwards procedure, not only for the practitioner who's attempting to interpret the message to the unconscious mind, but the way that the unconscious mind delivers the message appears consistent. It appears that there's consistency, and so we know a speaker such as Edgar Mitchell, who we know is 100% on board with the ET hypothesis, we know that his unconscious communicates about that using these terms. We can extrapolate that our other speakers are also operating within the sphere of the same sort of knowledge and the same sort of belief structure, although in the cases of Bill Clinton and Jimmy Carter, their forward speech, their conscious speech, included a form of denial where either they denied that such a thing exists or that there is some sort of extraterrestrial explanation for why these things are happening. The unconscious spoke in clear terms that are mirrored in the most, I guess, the most provocative speaker of the bunch, who is Edgar Mitchell, who says clearly, "I feel the ships are alien."
Now, why do you suppose, taking Bill Clinton and Jimmy Carter separately, because they're both former presidents, why do you suppose, given your analysis of their speech and what you know about them, that each of them has this gap between their forward speech and what their subconscious is saying?
I feel that in the ebb and flow of culture, that the level of disclosure permissible, even in the highest levels of government, it waxes and wanes like the moon. There are times in history when it's appropriate to discuss these things in a serious context, and there are times when it's considered completely inappropriate. I can only imagine that Jimmy Carter brought us a down to earth perspective to his discussion in the most recent times, because the level of ridicule that was being summoned by the mainstream media in discussions about Dennis Kucinich's experience and his relationship with Shirley MacLaine and these more whimsical subjects that are being layered on to the UFO disclosure subject. Again, there are intense social pressures that are particularly upon people in leadership positions as to the level of disclosure that they feel safe, not only in their personal safety, but that they feel is safe for the society at that time, that the society can withstand the force of that level of information. This is a very dangerous field. Although it's treated so whimsically in the mainstream, it's exceptionally dangerous for those people who are on the leading edge of this kind of research, either as experiencers or researchers. There's plenty of literature about very difficult experiences and even mortal fatalities that arose in the course of this kind of research and experience for those people.
Very, very good. Well, you know, we've come to the end of the allotted time of this program segment. It just kind of flown by. So obviously we're going to have to ask you back again and ask you if you wouldn't be sort of our Exopolitics Radio backward speech analyst on a continuing basis. I'm just looking here. We're going to be having a U.S. election fairly soon with the new administration coming in, and with all sorts of disclosure fronts happening at the UN, at the citizen level in Denver, at the international level. The ETs themselves are popping in and out all over the place. So we're really looking forward to drawing upon your expertise and insights in the times to come.
It will be a pleasure to be an ongoing correspondent and just to be able to support your show, Alfred. I love your show.
Oh, great. Well, now, I know that you have a website and also a toll-free number where people can see a lot of your material and cases that you've worked on. Could you share those with us?
People can find me online at yourinnervoice.com. That's yourinnervoice.com. And you can review a significant amount of published materials that are linked off of that site, as well as you can contact me via email through the site or through my toll-free number, which is 1-888-453-0751. That's 1-888-453-0751. And so particularly on today's show, I'm reaching out to those people who are on the edge of experience, looking for some understanding, looking for information. This procedure that I'm involved in can be very helpful in personal discovery. We can reach six decades into the past, verifiable factual information to help you reinvigorate your memories and access information squirreled away in the unconscious mind that it's generally due to various reasons, can be very difficult to access. I invite you to contact me. Again, my toll-free number, 1-888-453-0751, and my website, yourinnervoice.com.
Well, thank you very much. We've been with researcher John Kelly in a special Exopolitics Radio program doing backward speech analysis of four leading figures in the exopolitics field, former U.S. President Bill Clinton, former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, Senator John McCain, presidential candidate for the Republican Party in 2008, and Dr. Edgar Mitchell, former U.S. astronaut and sixth man to land on the moon, and a champion of extraterrestrial disclosure. This is Exopolitics Radio. I'm your host, Alfred Weber. Please stay tuned. Thank you. Welcome back. This is Exopolitics Radio. I'm your host, Alfred Weber. Well, we just heard the first exposure of backwards speech on Exopolitics Radio as applied to four key exopolitical actors, Bill Clinton, Jimmy Carter, John McCain, and Dr. Edgar Mitchell. And it was enlightening from the point of view that backwards speech is a tool with which to penetrate the unconscious mind, actors in the exopolitical arena, such as politicians, for example, Bill Clinton, Jimmy Carter, and John McCain. Politicians, demonstrably, where their forward speech, their surface speech, is often very different from their unconscious. And in this case, we've yielded data that appears to reveal that President Jimmy Carter may be himself, in fact, an extraterrestrial abductee. And isn't that interesting that in 1977, the Carter White House itself was the avenue for various projects, some of which were abruptly terminated by the Department of Defense and by other interests that were attempting to keep the extraterrestrial embargo in place, but that the Carter White House was the locus of various attempts in 1977 for extraterrestrial disclosure, including the proposed 1977 Carter White House Extraterrestrial Communication Study, which this radio host, Alfred Lambert Weber, served as the director of while I was a futurist at Stanford Research Institute. Until it was abruptly terminated in October of 1977 by direction of the U.S. Department of Defense. And you can read more about that at www.exopolitics.com and also in the book Disclosure by Dr. Stephen Greer. It's part of my Disclosure Project sworn affidavit testimony. And so, starting in 2009, if not before, Exopolitics Radio will be inviting back John Kelly as our backward speech researcher to begin to use backward speech as a tool in exopolitics and in politics of a predictive nature, but also of a probative nature, since there is so much divergence between the forward speech and the actually what's going on in the subconscious of many figures in the exopolitical world. Especially since you have stakeholders such as the extraterrestrials that are coming from another dimension which is unknown to much of the consciousness or unconscious or superconscious of the terrestrial actors. Moreover, we're at a date today, August 16th, 2008, where we have some figures in the exopolitical world and in the political world. There's one individual who was circulating an email just as we went to air with this exopolitics commentary, stating that it was 99% certain that World War III would start by November 4th. Now, I think that that's mind control scare tactics. But still, there's a tremendous amount of awfulizing, and so we're going to be starting sort of short-term predictive programming of a probative nature using tools like backward speech, which have had a demonstrably reliable effect in the exopolitical field. So we've actually opened up some new territory, and We are very appreciative of the feedback that we've been getting from you. If you have any suggestions or any feedback that you'd like to give to us here at Exopolitics Radio, please come to our website, which is at www.exopoliticsradio.com, and there's a clear place where you can give us feedback. We give each and every email by listeners a personalized response by yours truly. Exopolitics Radio is produced by Phoenix Productions of Phoenix, Arizona at www.phoenixproductions.com. Director Arvie Romero, producer and editor Chris Romero. I'm your host, Alfred Weber, wishing you a wonderful, miracle-filled, and backward speech authentic day, week, and life. Thank you.